And we now begin verse 25. That reads, Yajnakayo Mahanado Girivarshma Shubhanana Sarvatma Sarvadevatma Brahma Murdha Kakupshrutihi. There are eight names in this verse. That is verse 25. The first one is Yajnakayah. Commentator explains it. Yajnakayoshvamedhadi makhajatasvarupavan. He is called Yajnakayah, that is endowed with the body of the sacrifices, rituals, because he derives his form out of the Vedic sacrifices like Ashwamedha, etc. The second name is Mahanadaha. This is explained as Uchaistarang Vashatkarostu Shraushad Ye Yajamahe Asravayetyadirupo Mahanada Iti Smritaha. There is a prayaja under the various Vedic sacrifices. There it is not with swaha that oblations are offered, but vashat, shraushat, ashravaya. These are the terms used, not a little, quite aloud. Uchaistaram va vashatkarah. So that is why, because he represents the sacrifices, so he is described as one endowed with loud, immensely loud sound, Mahanadaha. Because Vashatkar mantras, Vashat, Shraushat, Ashravaya, etc., they are to be uttered aloud in the prayaja part of the sacrifice. So he is called Mahanada. The next name is Girivarshma. Girivarshma drayo yasya virajo dehatangata. He has got a magnanimous physique. And so, to explain that magnanimity even of his physique, it is stated that he has got the body of mountains, because mountains have become his bodies, his body, dehatangataha. So he is called Giri Varshma. Varshma is body and Giri is the mountain. So the one who is endowed with the body of the mountains. And then Shubhanana Mangala Namanang Pranam Janayan Shashubhanana. Anam Pranam Mangalanam of the auspicious elements. One who creates the life force of all auspiciousness, he is called Mangala Nanaha. Ananam Prananam. So he gives life force to Mangala. So that is why he called Subha Ananam, Subhananam. So that is why Mangala Namanang Pranam Janayan Sa Subhananaha. Of course, normally Subhananaha is explained as one whose face is auspicious. But learned commentator here says that his face is auspicious, no doubt, but this Shubhanana connotes the sense of progenitorship. He is the progenitor, generator of the life force of all auspiciousness. That's why he is called Shubhanana. The next to come is Sarvatma सर्वात्माप्येष सर्वं खल्विदं ब्रह्मेति तश्रुते इदं ब्रह्मेति तुश्रुते सर्वं खल्विदं ब्रह्म दिस इज व्हाट उपनिषद से द एंटायर यूनिवर्स इज ब्रह्म नथिंग एल्स सो श्री गणेश बीइंग दैट ब्रह्मन is also described as Sarvatma. He is the soul of all, the entire universe, all beings. So Sarvatma. And then Sarvadevatma. Deha bhuta yasya sarva devatma khila devata. So all the gods are his bodies, and he is the soul of all the divine forces. That's why he is called Sarvadevatma. The next one is Brahma Murdha. Brahmaiva yasya murdhasa Brahma murdheti kathyate. One whose murdha, whose head is Brahman himself, or Brahman itself. That's why he is called Brahman. He is identifiable with Brahman, and so he is Brahma Murdha. Brahma is also Upanishads. Brahma is Veda, Shruti. And Brahma Murdha is also Upanishad. Upanishad, one of the names of the Upanishad is Shruti Shira, Shruti Murdha. Ibn Saundarya Lahari has Shruti Nang Murdhano Dhati Tavayau Shekharataya. So Brahma Murdha also could mean here that Ganesha is identifiable with the spiritual science as contained in the Upanishads. That way also Brahma Murdha, Brahmaiva yasya murdhasa Brahma murdheti kathyate. The next name is Kakup Shrutihi. Kakup means directions, and Shruti is ears. One for whom all the directions are ears. One who has all directions as his ears. That's what commentator says. Karna bhuta disho yasya kathita sakakup shrutihi. Kakup, directions, and shruti, ears. So one for whom all directions are, they work as ears. So he has no problem, no difficulty in listening to the grievances of his devotees. Kakup Shrutihi. So here ends verse 25.